There are callers on the call.
Pretty quick, we're going to take it to the big picture line because there's a lot of people catching wind about what's happening. But I know Jerry White will be on here tonight. And what's going to happen is we'll take it to the big line because I only have just over 100 lines on this one, and we don't have enough space almost as it is. Well, we do a webcast, and I get, on this free. And for you guys, for y'all who have a team out there that's growing and you need a conference line, you can go to freeconferencecall.com and get a free conference line. And it's up to 96 lines, I believe, that are free.
Cool.
Yeah, if it's for your team and all that kind of stuff, and, maybe messages once a month or what you might use it for, I don't know, but. We'll kind of go from there. What time does everybody have?
9 o'clock straight up.
9 o'clock straight up? All right, well, let's get the show on the road here. What we're going to do tonight is, Aaron had brought up a few things for me, and as a matter of fact, as of last Thursday, I took my two oldest, and I still have a hard time saying my two oldest. I realize I have three kids, and I'm a kid in the heart myself. And anyway, I took my two oldest fishing, and we're up down the San Saba River, and going down to this place, there's no cell phone connection. You can't get a line out, so if y'all tried to call me, went straight to voicemail, wasn't because my phone was shut off. It was everything to do with the fact that we were out of cell phone range. But, I tell people in the comments, where are you going to the San Saba River? There's cow patties, horse flies, fleas, ticks, roaches, 105-degree weather, but there's no cell phone contact. You want to go? the kids have a good time, and all that. I know my dad, if he's not on, he'll be on a little bit, but we get pretty worn out. But we got back on Sunday. I wanted to set up a WebEx tonight, but I didn't want to catch you guys off guard because some of you guys who might be dialing in tonight might not have access to the tools to leverage that. I wanted to do where I could share my laptop, and some of y'all, when I do that, your connection is slow, and y'all are about 10 paces behind, and when I'm speaking on the stuff, it's kind of hard. But as we go forward, a lot of the time, we will be leveraging the WebEx technology. And that's because there'll be visual things we'll go through. I want people to get used to the tool. It's very simple. As we go forward, as you guys start leveraging me on a three-way call, if you hopefully what you can see is maybe you can ask your person, say, for example, Sherry Lehman was talking, say, if I was calling Sherry, say, Sherry, will you be able to be in front of a computer? I say, yes. Okay, great. We'll call you in, say, 20 minutes, whatever. And then we call, and I can find out they're on a computer, and they start asking me a few questions and say, well, check your email. And I can pop up on their computer real quick and go through a few things. What this does is it starts to help people understand the size and scope of what we have our hands on, because people understand that they're starting to understand, man, this is a big company. When we look at the past 4 years, just the past 4 years, the home-based industry has gone from 1 in 25 homes to 1 in 8. So people are looking, and they're starting to look for anything that's out there. The biggest thing is I want to show everybody out there they have the support when it comes to us. Now, one of the things that Aaron wanted me to discuss tonight was the 90-day launch. Now, as you're all getting plugged in, and we're going to open up for questions, as you're all getting plugged in to the wellness track and starting to understand this cool tool, you've heard me say a lot of times that this has got pretty colors and all that kind of stuff, but the first thing that people realize is all the pretty colors. The fact that it's a professionally done, the medium becomes the message. I heard Mike talk about that the other night. When it comes to leveraging the tool, if you don't get all the information, don't worry about it. Nothing really changes for you, most of you guys out there. There's going to be people I want to really focus on to help them understand the tool, who have the technology to utilize the tool. But if you're in a situation you never use email, you really mess with the laptop, the biggest thing I can tell you right now is to get used to using the technology. Or don't worry about this. Just understand the meetings and everything will still be in place for you to utilize. The homes, like Cindy Pack last Monday, she had a house load at her house. Because I remember seeing Jenny Gonzalez and all those people on the couch as we're doing the webcasting. And so when you look at doing a 90-day launch, what does this basically represent? I wish I could go through the webcast on this. The 90-day launch in itself, when you go to the launch pad and you click on that and you register the fact you're going to do a launch, it is exactly to the exact same thing what all of y'all did when y'all went through Pathfinder 1 and you signed a commitment form. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm saying is, it's a commitment that we're putting on the button that we're saying, we are going to do everything, well, we're going to follow the track exactly to a T to go gold in 90 days. Now, there's also a shot to go platinum in 90 days, you know, for the people who have the connections that are out there. But to go gold in 90 days, and it is mapped out to a T. Now, I want to say something real quick. And if you can ask questions, but since you don't have the visual aspect, mm-hmm. when you go, nobody on this call really at this point in time, y'all should not be going any further than the new partner track. Just get used to the new partner track. Everything else I'll handle for you through webcasting and all that kind of stuff. If you want to go tool around it, go ahead and you'll start looking at things and you'll say, man, there's a lot of information on here, and then it becomes overwhelming. Get to a point where you understand their track. How you're going to leverage people, how you'll get people plugged in. Hold on one quick sec. Real quick, I'm sorry.
We had a great time on the river.
Good.
Take your knee compared?
Oh, yeah, I did too, but it, still, you got to crawl down in the little tent.
Sorry, guys. There's a lot of people calling to our old conference line, and that was Jerry White. He did the same thing. So he's instructed them how to come over. But don't blame the messenger here. Matter of fact, the messenger was Aaron when she typed the email. She's sitting right here beside me. Looking at me with daggers in her eyes. So, when you go through this, you get to a point, you get a new partner track. Now, also, if you have, as you get excited, some of you get in your laptops, you get in your video teleconference, we're going to start leveraging this tool. We're not going to go away from it. We're going towards it. Why? Because the people in the working world today are leveraging this to the nth degree. It saves on gas. It's information at hand. Once I started to leverage this for the past month, utilizing the WebEx stuff and everything, when I'm on the growing in wellness, I get this auto shipping CDs. When it came to me in the mail, it's almost like I get an 8-track tape in the mail because we've been leveraging a lot of stuff for free. Before I go forward, now, Lita, I heard you earlier.
Yes.
Now you've been leveraging the vision for wellness, the token. Right?
Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm. Can you explain basically what you've leveraged and leveraging the token to what you've found by using that tool?
Okay, well, I just got into it and I emailed myself the tool, so I wanted to see what was on it. And basically what it is, it's everything. So when they watch the partnership offering and where it says click here if you want to know more, and then you have to have a passcode. So by doing the tokens, you have a passcode for that person. And what it does, it takes them to about the business, and it has all these different videos or segments there that you can listen to different people that authorizes about the business, and then it goes into the products is the second phase, and then the third phase is the business plan. And it would take somebody probably a good hour and a half if they listen to everything that's on there. But to me, I just clicked on a couple of things, and it was like, wow. So I think it's very well worth getting the tokens, especially I just now used it today for a new person that we signed up in Atlanta, Georgia. And he's been in network marketing, so I knew this was a prime candidate where he could really check us all out. And I'm waiting to hear back on his feedback. He's the first one that I've actually used this on.
Excellent. So it's a tool. I mean, so this is something you recommend.
I absolutely do. I mean, to me, especially Terry, you know, if you're working with people that are long distance and you can't see them face to face and they need more information, it covers it all. I mean, it basically covers it all.
So it saves on the shipping fee, it saves on the cost of a DVD/CD, it saves on all the marketing materials. It's basically, you can pop it and they can go in there and see the information.
Absolutely. I signed up for the 90-day little plan, you know, just starter plan. It was $16.95. And what I did is I checked to see how many tokens it took. You know, it's $16.95 for 100 tokens. If you click on just one of those little sites, it's like 2 tokens. So absolutely, I think it's very beneficial.
Yeah, so you'll find it really kind of difficult to go through most of those. And I believe there's somewhere you can track that. So I wanted y'all to hear that. So as you go through, and y'all can stop me and ask questions, and next week we will go through this. Now, this whole month on the Mondays, what we'll be doing, and the rest of the Mondays, we will be leveraging the WebEx technology. I will pop this out to you pretty quick for the next week, so y'all have this in your inbox, so y'all can click on for next week, so we can go through a lot of the visuals. But for me, and like I said, the medium becomes a message for people. It's like I was talking to somebody today, and her questions were this. She has a little girl that's 3 years old. She suffers from eczema really bad. The doctors, and she found me online. She's from Baltimore, Maryland. And she sent her email, and we sent an email back. I called her today, and when she wanted to know basically what to do. Well, I let her know that I'm not a doctor, but I started, talk to her like I would in any situation. But in a lot of cases, instead of Jerry on the line, I was telling him earlier, what I would probably do is I would leverage a Jerry White or try to even get that thermographics. And when I say thermographics, y'all know what I'm talking about, the slick with the little girl.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would probably do is turn around and mail that to her. So we started talking a little bit, and what she started to understand a certain few things. You know where she gets her water from?
Mm.
She drinks out of a tap.
Mm. Okay.
So her and her husband drink out of a tap up there, and they're a little girl, and they're showering the water, all this kind of stuff. So the things that she wants information on are the water. Right now we're starting off with the Siaga, because, like I said, you want to make sure it's good for her little girl, the three-year-old. That's their focus right now. Now, of course, I talked about a wellness home. But when I send him this, when you go to the product folder inside the new partner track, all the information I'm going to email is right there. So when she opens it up, what she's going to start to see right off the bat, I have information at hand. Does this make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, because I didn't have to go through all the technical jargon. I didn't have to come with some dissertation, because she's been given all the medical reasons why her daughter has what she has, all the medical reasons why the medication she's taking should work, but it's not working. And the only thing I said, I don't know, but I shared with her, I'm not totally certain. I shared with her the story. I said, I've never seen a product not work. I believe we can help your daughter. I signed up for $75. I'm not a doctor. Let me get you some information. I'll educate you what to do. And what she's looking to do now is sign up as a member, so she can deal straight with the company. Now she's talking about becoming a distributor. Do y'all know why she's thinking about becoming a distributor?
To reduce her price?
Well, that is, with Reducer Price, because even as a member, the Reducer Price, but I never even once, because her focus was to take care of her little girl, but I was able to email her the information that could take care, help her little girl. The information was at hand. And tomorrow, we're going to pop up and I'll do a WebEx. I talked to her through the computer. But she started to say, she goes, if this technology does what I think it's going to do for my little girl, I'm going to tell everybody. So she started to see how she could do this thing. I didn't go through all the what the Siaga and what this can do and what that can do. I said, I want to send you the information because I have information at hand. The biggest thing that people are looking for, they're not looking for you to show you them how smart you are. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Because a lot of times we feel like we have to show how smart we are, that we want to start, okay, here's this, boom, 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 all the information, and we keep them on the phone forever, rather than saying, you know what, I've got the information here. Well, how about I pop you this little thing, you read through it, and let's go through it, we'll discuss it tomorrow. And then I want to send them a nice professional thing, which I pull out of the new partner track, page one, underneath the library, going into the product folder, bam, they're all there. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Jerry, right, you're on now, aren't you?
I am.
Jerry, now you and I, we were talking before. Now, Jerry, okay, all y'all know Jerry White. Y'all know his high energy. Y'all know his product knowledge. Y'all know that if you ever got him in front of anybody, if you ever got Jerry White in front of anybody, he's going to probably close them to buy a wellness home. Y'all, don't y'all feel that way?
Right. Why not? We all need him.
So when you think about this, and I look at somebody like Jerry White in a situation like this, what this does for Jerry White is, because I was going to call him to leverage this, but the information at hand made it where he was free. So, Jerry, today we started going through the new product portion of that, just as a tool, what did you start to see?
Well, one of the most poignant things I've seen over the course of my career is that when people say, how does it work? They're usually saying, does it work? And when they want to know, is there information? You'll be surprised that if it looks like somebody wrote it out so it looks like a colorful drawing or colorful representation of a chemistry class, they go, oh, cool, it works, and they're done. And what I see here is that we can fall into the trap of thinking people are wanting us to give them a full explanation of stuff. But I can't tell you how many times in my life particularly in my Nikan life, where someone would ask me a question and I would say, I'd start into an answer, and then 45 minutes later I had actually one physical therapist who I took to lunch because she asked me a question, and 45 minutes later she stuck her fingers in the ears and walked away saying, I'm not listening anymore. Because it wasn't really what they want to know. It's overwhelming information. What this does is it puts right in their fingertips, it's there, you can look at it, you're done. And what that does in their mind says, okay, I don't need to know it, I can refer to it. Next, what can we do to put this together now? As opposed to just squatting on that one rock for decades trying to get that person to see something that's so contrary to their life, this is just done. It is, it's sitting here.
Excellent. I'm communicating with everybody, an email we popped out now as it is. But do y'all have any questions on that? Because I tell you, I remember when I first got involved in network marketing, I was at a booth. And at the booth, I was an executive in Nikan. And I saw this other company, Advocare, and most of y'all know who Advocare is. And these guys came up, and they're all, ex-athletes slash coaches and all that kind of stuff, and I can relate. But I started talking to one of these guys, and I've more chosen my path. This guy started finding all these different things about the nutritionals. Bam, 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 all this knowledge he had. You know, the first thing that went to my mind, if I have to know all that, I'm not in. So what I say is the medium becomes a message, the tool is there. They want to know, is when we're talking to somebody, and this goes without having to explain it, if somebody says, you know, what about how to make $5,000 and we have it at our fingertips, or how does this work? So, I mean, I've got it at my fingertips. All answers are there. Now, let me go back.
don't feel like you have to be a PhD to work this system. Guys, I haven't carried a laptop in over 8 years. I mean, leverage the stuff. How many emails do y'all get from me? None. I don't like communicating through email. I think we're detaching ourselves. That's just me. You see the emails that pop out? That comes from a wife. Very seldom do I send out an email. But when
you're
I got a hold of, I got a hold of this tool, it's extremely simple to use. Now, I know some of y'all will backtrack a little bit on this. So, when I say it's simple to use, if you're getting a little bit caught up in things, don't worry about it. Don't get frustrated. Let me go back. What you've all been taught in Pathfinders, we taught you how to contact and invite, which we referred to as your 1 minute spiel. Okay? And then the next step was what you would refer to as ABC. When the terminology we're using here is validating the business. Now, if you were to contact somebody and they come straight to an in-home presentation for the first time, they're validating the business and the product at the same time. Okay? And then the only step that we really never have put in is validating the plan. And that's to have the money as a return on investment. And these are terminology that's used in the business world on a day-to-day basis. And then it comes down to decision time. Now people are at a point, and they see in the process, once they lay this thing out, there is a decision point. When I do a one-on-one today, you guys will never, if I'm doing a meeting, and please call me, but give me in front of a qualified prospect and I'll show you. I'll get in front of a qualified prospect, I guarantee you, 9 times out of 10, we're going to get them to go forward and their wheels will be spinning on how they can do this thing. There's not going to be any sales bill or anything, but what I will do, depending on the situation, is I'll open up my laptop and I'll pull up the wellness track right there. It takes less than a minute for me to do that. And then once I open the wellness tracker, the first thing they see are the pretty colors. And then I open the window of a new partner track. Like I said, nobody should go past that. I go to tools, page one, and there's a business presentation right there. I click on the flash presentation. I just use it as a backdrop. I talk to them through a few things, and I let them know. I say, what do you want to see? What do you want to know? What I'm showing you here, when I open it up, they see the wellness track. I say, this is our operating system. This teaches you, when you see the different levels here, this shows you exactly what you need to do to attain those levels. The question will come for you to answer in the future, whether or not you're willing to put forth the effort to get those to work it enough to get to those levels. But the answers are there. What I want to do with you today is I'm going to educate you on the niche in the business. From that, I'll educate you on the products. From that, I'll show you how we get paid return on investment, and it'll be decision time. So what we're setting up is a situation where they want to open door number two. Because as a backdrop, I'll go through a flash presentation. Now, I want y'all to ask me questions if y'all are getting lost on this. Because when I'm speaking on this, it's simple for me. Because I've been looking for this for a long time. I'm not talking about using a laptop or anything like that. But when I use that flash presentation, like I said, it's only a backdrop. And I'll let them know, say, for example, say I'm taking out Felita's on the phone, say, Felita, what I'm going to show you right now, we do this 3 times a week at least on a webcast, which basically what that means for you, while you're at lunch, you can get somebody at lunch to pop on and watch this at a webcast. While you're at home with your family, you can have somebody watch this exact same thing on a webcast. What does that mean to you? I mean, you'll see, you know, a couple, 50 to 100 plus people online doing the exact same thing from their own home, and they're checking and evaluating the business. Or you might see this in a meeting in a hotel, or, you know, it just depends on how the situation. But this is what we do. What they start to hear right off the bat, everybody's singing the same song. And everybody can do this. When I go back a little bit, I have 3 children, as y'all all know. If I was working a business today, because we would own our own company still, we would probably build it more, be stressed out, and I'd be a little bit rounder than I am today. If anybody would have come to me and talked about a business opportunity with this huge company and products, the first thing that's going to go to my mind, this is great, how can I fit this into my schedule? What would appeal to me are the pretty colors. what I see in front of me, that the simple, duplicatable, point-and-click answers my questions to as far as I want to go, or not as far as I want to go, right there at my fingertips. So that's a tool that I would want to look for. And also, even today, with just the three kids, if we decided to retire and let our NICU in business, we just sit on a porch and eat bonbons, which we're not going to do, we would be busier than one on paper hanger just with three kids. So what you see here, when we're talking about the wellness track, it is, it's just an asset for you. It is a tool. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to start calling out names here pretty quick. If y'all start asking me some questions, because I do recognize your voices. What kind of questions y'all have? Where are we right now to understanding the tool? How y'all, are y'all starting to feel more comfortable with it?
For the e-vites,
we're coming
very good.
What was that?
We use a few of the e-vites.
How are they working for you?
Well, I think it gets some information out there to people, and it's, I haven't got a lot of response yet, but we've been trying. Pardon?
Is it Sandy?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what the e-vites, are you leveraging at a distance or and local?
We've used them both.
Okay. For me, go ahead.
That was a dog, Terry. Deal with it.
I could talk to dogs, too. As for myself, if there's somebody local, I'm going to talk to them. My goal in the contact invite is to get in front of them still first. And then once I get in front of them, let them know the process. For example, Lyle and Sandy, if I sat down with you guys and I went through, say I went through the business presentation with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And after I'm done, I'm going to say, you know, Sandy, okay, you made the decision you would come to my house and validate the products. I said, in the meantime, while you're on your way over to my place, I want to send you an e-vite. And what this is, it's going to give you a quick list. It's a short little clip. It's less than 5 minutes long. And the reason I want to send this to you, because you might have some people might be at a distance, and people can click on this button, watch a short little less than 5 minute video, and make a decision whether or not they want to go forward or not. So the thing is, what I'm trying to educate you on even more is the tool. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. But I still, for me personally, I want to get in front of these people. I don't want to detach myself, but if they're close and if they're local, I want to get in front of them as fast as I possibly can. Now, any other questions? Comments? Contact and invites. Have you guys got to try to go through that, the contact and invite scripts? Anybody?
Do you use the contact and invite tips?
Lita, have you gone through it?
I've gone through some of it, Terry. I haven't gone through all of it.
Yeah, sure. And it, the contact and inviting scripts, this is one of those, as you go to page 2 of the partnership track, new partner track. If you go to the contact and binding scripts, that's something that I would get my arms around.
Okay.
I thought not just you, Fleeta, for everybody.
Yeah.
That's me too. Because when I ask you this, guys, I haven't gone through it. I mean, I've utilized it. I know the formula, but to understand it, we need to get through that. And because when we sit down with our new people. We're getting them started.
Whew.
My wife's cleaning the oven. It smells. She burned something. Anyway, as we start going through that, if we start speaking the same message, it'll be good.
Hey, Terry, it's Dion.
Hey, Dion.
I've got a question. So you talk to them, and you're trying to get them to come to your house for the in-home. The very next question is, well, tell me about it. So can you give me an example of how do you avoid getting into it at that time?
Okay, there's two things. The contact and invite scripts, we'll go through that, okay, because once you get that down, it will avoid that. But if it does not, I said, Deanna,
right.
I understand.
I looked at that and I just was wondering.
Sure. So I said, so Deanna, if I were to call you and you still do the same thing, I said, Deanna, I understand where you are because I was the same spot. But what I'm going to do, since I'm about to head into a class, since you're a teacher, I'm going to pop an e-bite. This is a short little 5-minute clip. Watch this thing, man. If you're interested, great. If you're not, great. But this will give you just a quick little overview. How's that sound?
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm going to leverage off the tool. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not going to, if we get caught in the, okay, tell me about it now. They're, in most cases, 99% of you guys on this phone call, we're going to start talking about how wonderful the products are.
Yeah.
And how wonderful the company is. And if we talk to Amway, because I know all y'all know Amway, they're going to talk about how wonderful the company is and how wonderful the products are. There's no different. The message isn't any different. I'm going to speak through tools. Because I want to send a message to you, Deanna, being a teacher and you're busy, that how you can do this. And another thing, you know, when we're speaking on a 100 name list, we're in a day of Facebook and social networking. We're seeing people they're going to start laughing at us at 100 name list here pretty quick. Because we've got people talking about there were 1,000 contacts because of Facebook. And if you can show them a way how they can capitalize on their contacts, does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other questions? Jerry, anything you want to add?
Well, I think the practical application of this is really where the rubber meets the road as people begin to start to put their hands on it and use it in a day-to-day basis. And it's going to be one of those things where if you learn it one little piece at a time and then implement, come back and make a report about how well it's working, you'll start to own the pieces and you'll see the necessity for them. For each of those pieces. Now, from a standpoint of a diamond ship, Terry and I can look at the bigger picture of all this and say, boy, oh boy, this fills in a lot of spaces that many of you don't even know existed, know that there's a space that will exist there when I get to that point 4 years down the road. That can be confusing. But from the standpoint of just saying, what all of you need to do is what everybody has always needed to do, and that's to be in front of more people, answering 5 questions. Question 1, does it work? Number 2, is it fun? Number 3, could I do it? Number 4, will they teach me? And number 5, am I on my own? And if you can answer those pieces, that's your interface with the people that you're dealing with. You're your prospect. If they buy into that, the rest of all this stuff is a detail. And this is nothing more than the Google. This provides all the information they could want or need in a much faster format. For most of us, we start to talk to someone and we start to try to figure out all the way we can validate it. So we're going to go home and we're going to run off this CD and buy these DVDs and mail these things, and by the time you get all of it put together in a package and get ready to go mailing it, that person's either healed or dead, or the Lord's come back. You missed your opportunity, and then you're on into the second and third one of those where you're trying to run a foot race, but you nailed your left foot to the floor and you just spin around in circles. So really what we're saying is, if there is a place where the details are taken care of, if there's a place where people can go and get them, and it makes logical sense, that's what we want you to see, is that it makes logical sense. I once told my people, when we get folks started in NECAN, your job is to be like the librarian taking the third grade class through the library. Not her job or his job to read every book to you. It is to show you how to find them. But what we know is that we can take some wild guesses at what people want, and we can run off on a rabbit trail for ad infinitum, and you got to duct tape them to keep them in a chair because you're speaking things they don't want to listen to in the first place. if we really just can help them see that the particulars, sign up, order your products, move forward, are pretty simple. If you sponsor a few people who sponsor a few people who sponsor a few people and you all enjoy the process of being involved, you'll be rich and you won't have to work anymore. I mean, that's kind of the whole story. This backs up all that and takes all the clerical work out, takes the mailing work out, takes the running around out. It's just details. And those details can be handled by a resource that you can send them to, as opposed to you having to walk through and be the big dog showing them how to use it. So I really think that if you get back down to what we are all about 7 nanoseconds after somebody signs up for NECAN, they're into the community of it. And they want to interact with each other. They want to tell stories. They want to get credit for working and making a difference in the world. That's the part you're going to look at on your phone calls, when you're dealing with your teams, when you're monitoring your progress, when you're growing and developing, and you're walking across the stage at events and all those kinds of things. You don't want to spend all of your time researching for somebody who doesn't give a rip about the subject that they asked. They were just trying to sound smart. What you want to do is spend your time creating relationships, developing vision, seeing how big this thing can blow up. So really, I think that we just have to take a good look at what is this really. This is just simply, it's all done and it's all there. Check it out when you get the time. Now let's grab hands and go find somebody cool.
Amen. That's good. Are there any questions out there?
Well, Terry, this is Lita.
Good. Ready to go.
I mean, what I'm getting out of this so far is that, like Jerry was saying, the resources are there. I mean, if somebody wants to really know more about a product, it's there on the wellness track. I mean, it's in detail, which I love. If they want to know from a doctor's standpoint of some testimonials, it's there. So, to me, you pick and choose what is going to help you with that prospect. Otherwise, we continue to do exactly what Jerry was saying. We form relationships, we connect people, and we build the business.
Exactly.
So now that you've all unscared yourself, and we can say that we don't have to, you don't have to spend all our time polishing your shoes. You can actually get at the process of being at the dance. That's going to be what we're going to do now is in the next little bit, we're going to find a specific order of events. And one of the things that is brilliant about what Terry and Rick had originally come up with was that when you start, you're coming out of a world where everything you've done since you were a little sprat is somebody has told you exactly what to do and when you're done and when you start. When you get started in this, what people are going to want, they're going to want to do two things. One of them is tell me what order of events I should go through, and we want to nail that down, everybody get comfortable with it. The second thing they're going to want to do is they're going to want to be in the playground playing with their buddies. And when you find out that there are, it's more fun, my kids are teenagers now, and they found out a long time ago that if you have a party of a bunch of teenagers and they're sitting around with nothing for an agenda, then you're going to get some girl mad at some other girl because she sat down with some boy who was looking at somebody else, and then they start fighting and screwing around and drinking stuff and doing all this horrible stuff they don't want to be involved with and then feel bad the next day. But if you take that same group of kids and you'd say, show up on Saturday morning, and what we're going to do is organize the ability to learn about how to change a tire and get on some bikes, and we're going to head out 25 miles, and we're going to hit two spots along the way and then have a picnic when we get there, then they know that that life experience based on those incredible things that they wouldn't even have known they needed or wanted to go through, that is going to be the series of events that are provided for them from the leadership and through this process. So just know that it's there, and you're going to giggle along the way. You're going to have food fights, and then sometimes you're going to be singing Kumbaya all around the campfire, and it'll be more fun than you can shake a stick at.
Steve Pierce, are you on the phone?
I am. How you doing, guys?
Excellent, Steve. Now, could you shoot? Now, you're out in New Mexico, and you've been there, and you had a major aha moment when Mike came on and did the WebEx on that Monday. Can you share with you on the past couple of weeks what's transpired and what's really happened for you leveraging this tool? And could you share with me even today with this past week? I mean, what's happened?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot. There's like a lot of different dimensions on which things have really transformed for me. But it was 2 or 3 weeks ago when Mike came on and he did that presentation for you. Hearing it from him really helped me get the power, and it's everything that we've been talking about tonight, so not a lot new to add there. But, for me, Terry, even since you and I talked earlier today, I had a one-on-one with a lady tonight, and she comes from fairly simple means, and she's tired of being where she is and doing what she's doing, and doesn't have any idea how to get out of it, and it's kind of like she's scared of any opportunity that comes in front of her, and she's scared of her own ability to do it. And in the past, if I'd had this conversation about Niken with her, I would have handed her a CD that I'm interested in learning, and she would have been polite, and she would have said she was going to listen to it, and I never would have been able to get in touch with her again. But she shared with me, she was scared that, this was something that it was just an opportunity, and she was scared of it, even though she could see that maybe there was something there for her. And, talking about the wellness tracking system, I was able to state to her in absolute terms, look, if you want to go get something, you tell me what you want. We'll put together a plan, and I can guarantee you we're going to get there. I won't guarantee you the time, and I'll guarantee you we're going to get you there. And we're going to do it together. It's going to be a plan. You're going to know what to do, and I can tell you that because we've got the plan, and I'm so excited about this thing. And so being able to communicate that level to her of certainty, look, if you want to partner with me, I don't need you to partner with me, but if you want to partner with me, we'll go get whatever you want to go get. If you want, $500 a month, if you want $5,000 a month, if you want $50,000 a month, we'll put a plan together and we'll make it happen. And if you're willing to do the work, then we'll be able to get that done. And I never had the confidence, or really the knowledge of exactly how to sort of make that bold statement until... Is that me? Can you all hear that?
Yeah, you're good. Go ahead.
Anyway, so the ability for me to go communicate to a person, because this is a big gap that I had before, was helping them really get, not that it worked generically, but that they could do it. And I think I've had a lot of people that have walked away as a result of not their lack of confidence in that Niken could be successful or that I was going to be successful, but it was their lack of confidence that they could or would want to do it. And so, huge eye-opening experience with this woman tonight who, just in our conversation of asking questions, she shared with me that she was scared of the opportunity. We spent another about 15 or 20 minutes talking at that level about, what does this really mean and how can I, walk you through an information process that will educate you to a point of being able to make a really informed decision. And I don't care if you tell me no at the end of that. I'll respect the no at that point because you'll be informed. I think it really got her. It really helped her see, this is safe. This is for me. It's not for him. And I'm willing to go. I'll tell you what. I don't know this lady. I don't know her from anybody because I just met her at a store. She was the woman that sold me some stuff to go have a birthday party for my kid. So this thing has just emboldened me to be really, really straightforward with people. Like, hey, let's just make this thing happen. If you want it, we can do it, and we got a plan in place that the wellness tracking system is going to allow us to be successful at. So it's been transformative for me over the last couple of weeks, I'll tell you.
And even in the posture for yourself, you got up to now three new business builders that are coming on board are going to be business builders?
Yeah, we had a phenomenal day the other day. I've been down talking with some folks. They're just really, really excited. So we'll be bringing them on board here in the next part of the week.
So on the bigger picture, what I want everybody to really understand, the medium becomes a message. What we have our hands on is a tool. You're all in an organization, minus Jerry and people been working on something there. Maybe Doug Braun will let me have a Jerry Whitmore group now. Y'all have always been around me. I've always leveraged tools. I mean, Mike DiMuccio, Jerry White, Big Al, Tom Schreider, or whatever it might be, because it's that third-party credibility. This is a tool. It's okay to be complex, as long as you can put your finger on the answer. You know, I've always had to stand up and say, hey, I'm a simple guy, because it got so damn complex, because there's so many people showing how much they knew. I had to basically do my best to slow things down so everybody could do this thing. But it came down to it, not everybody really could. That's what, you know, Steve, you're alluding to there. Now, it's okay to be complex, but with the wellness track itself, we have the information at hand. So, Jerry White and I have been talking back and forth. We were working, and we're probably going to look to kick something off, probably hopefully in September. Through the rest of this month, every Monday, we will be leveraging the WebEx tool technology, going through things, and to make sure we make sure everything, like you're all in alignment. For those of y'all who thought you want to do a 90-day launch, go there and click on that. Don't mess with it. Have your list ready. Map it out. I'm here to help assist you. Your upline Silver Above is also there to help assist you. In that, what I'm saying that in that statement, we're also going to have a forum on the Monday night call. And we'll, you know, maybe we'll entitle it Getting on Track or something like that, which will be Monday night, which we're going to take it to the big picture line because we're going to have too many people be a part of this thing. But it'll be basically the same format we've done before. With the exception, this is going to be a place. Now, when people say they're going to do a 90-day launch, if people decide they don't want to do a 90-day launch, that is okay. They might want to run their pace. They might be scared to say a commitment to do a 90-day launch. But understand, everything else when it comes to the Wellness Network, and you go to thewellnessnetwork.com, everything is going to be accessible to them also. They're going to be able to access all the meetings, all the stuff anyway. What we're doing when they go on the launch pad, they're going to get the more of the focus, but everybody can go to the dance. So Jerry and I are going to put a forum on a week-to-week basis. People still get recognized. We're going to bring the people online. We'll hear the success stories, how this is working, and make sure it's very informative to get people plugged into this. What you're going to observe over the next couple months, after you get your arms around this, you're going to start to see things fly, okay? And it goes back to y'all heard me say several years ago, that kid in GNC, where came Pathfinders, we're talking about something, and he said, yeah, I said that was common sense. And he said, my common sense was another man's intelligence. Well, that was a 24-year-old guy. It blew my mind. So what our common sense when it comes to this technology, what I feel like I've got my arms around right now, and it's because I've been looking for this tool for the longest time, because the message was not connecting to certain groups. When there's certain people who want flip charts to come out, if you do a flip chart from a 35-year-old person or younger, most of those people are going to throw it back at you and say, what's the deal here, when the information they're used to seeing is either from a PowerPoint or a WebEx technology or anything of that nature. So, understand what we have our hands on. Also know this, nothing has changed at all, with the exception of now we get pretty colors. and when you're looking at what we have our hands on, some of us feel like we have to know everything. You do not. You can take it as snail's pace how you want. You're going to be able to latch on to people all across the country as you're listening to this. We'll be leveraging this tool who will get it, and they'll be doing meetings at their place. You plug in everything like you've always done in the past. There's still going to be meetings at the Thursday meetings. There's still going to be Tuesday meetings. There's still going to be weekly meetings all over the place. There's also going to be an assistance, another tool is going to be added to that. So are there any questions after tonight? And if y'all wouldn't mind, popping me an email, some of the things y'all might want to see next week, that'd be great to help y'all through this stuff. But are there any questions?
Hey, this is Steve. I got a question. Is there a getting started checklist that goes with the wellness tracking system of some sort?
Oh yeah, that's the Wellness Track Workbook.
Okay, so that's really what that is meant to be.
You'll go through the process, which is validating the business, the products, and the plan, and then when you go to the workbook, they're sponsored in. Now they're going through the alignment phase, which it takes them through. Now you go to understand a 90-day launch.
you're going to understand the 9-day, how you get plugged into the wellness track network, the wellness network. You're going to understand the investment and also the contact and advice. So that's the alignment phase. And on the last page, when it comes to the checklist on the bigger process, getting to the events and all that kind of stuff, which we want to make sure.
Oh, that's right. There is a checklist on the back there.
Okay.
That's right. Perfect.
And that's why I have a massive aha using that. Yes, go ahead.
Hey, it's Carol. I just had one other question. On the e-bite, is there a way to track who you have sent those to? I know there's supposed to be a way to track who's actually, like, access code, but is there a way that tracks who you've actually sent an e-bite?
And is there a way to track the e-bite when you send an e-bite to somebody, or the people you sent e-bites to, is there a way to track those? No.
Right, because what I've been doing is sending those and then an email as well saying you're going to be getting another email so I have a record of it.
Right. And y'all go in there and start to, you go to thewellnessnetwork.com and go to the e-vite button, click on there, and you'll see a bunch of e-vites. Send those to yourself so you start to see what those are, if you haven't already. So those are some, those are huge. They go to an in-home presentation. Follow up the next day with a follow-up email. They'll get that thing. Remember, they're starting to see how they can leverage this tool. Any other questions?
Terry, this is Lita.
Yes.
You know, for those that are brand new that's listening to this call, I'm sure that they're probably, they might be a little confused as to what we're talking about.
Sure.
So I would suggest that they get with their upline and let them kind of explain, you know, what we're doing tonight.
Huh? Just know that if you're brand new, what we're talking about tonight, if you're brand new listening tonight, what we're talking about is wherever you want to go, whatever dream you've ever had, the income amount you've ever wanted made, the map is here. And the person got you the call. If you have not seen that, they're going to show you the map, and you just make the decision whether or not you're going to go up the bump or go to the smooth road. Anything else? Jerry, any last comments?
Nothing.